There's LT.
I am so.
So let's call to order the House Rules Committee. It is Wednesday, May 25th, 2011. Welcome, everybody. I know we're going to take up 3112 first so we can get Representative Cowan in and out, and then we might go approximately in order after that. I think that makes sense. So let's begin by we don't have any measures to introduce, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So let's open a work session on House Bill 3112 by Representative Cowan Ford. Mr. Sembridge.
Mr. Chair and members of the committee, House Bill 3112, you may recall this from March 7th. It increases the maximum amount of contributions and expenditures a political committee is allowed to make without filing statements of contributions and expenditures. These are C&E statements. The current level is $2,000. The bill would change that to $5,000. You have the dash one amendment, which changes the level to $3,000. So the current level is $2,000. This would change it to $3,000.
Mm-hmm. Welcome back to the Rules Committee, Representative Cowan.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you for accommodating a challenging travel schedule this afternoon. I'm Jean Cowan. I represent House District 10. And to remind the committee, this bill came to you at the request of a constituent of mine who is currently serving as a member of the Port of Newport Board of Commissioners. And just feels very strongly that in order to attract people to some of the local government offices that are, for starters, uncompensated, and usually the campaigns are very small. If we could make it a little bit easier for folks to step into those races that don't have significant expenditures attached to them, and actually relieve the Secretary of State of monitoring some of those smaller races as well, that it would be a good message to send to our electorate that we ask to serve in very challenging positions and make it very hard for them sometimes to do. We all think that a $5,000 limit is not unreasonable because, as you all know, you can't even send a mailer for that price. So it would be a relatively low-key election that came under that. I do understand that there is an amendment before you that would drop that number to $3,000, and I would like to see the bill passed. I can't say as I support it, but I would
Fair
like
enough.
To see this bill passed.
Fair enough. Questions for Representative Cowan?
So your constituent, Mr. Chair, your constituent's going to be happy then?
Chair Hunt, Representative Olson, she... I have communicated with her. She said, I believe, something to the effect of it's better than nothing.
Which you would put in contrast to other subjects this might have, this committee might have considered that impact your district. Nothing would be better than something in those cases.
I know what you're saying.
I know what you're saying.
I'll go there.
Wow. Mr. Chair, I think I will respectfully decline.
Fifth Amendment.
Seeing no other questions, thank you very much, Representative Cowan.
Thank you.
We are in a work session. Colleagues, I think you should have in your pile the dash one amendment to 3112.
Mr. Chair.
Mr. Olson.
I move the dash one amendments into House Bill 3112.
Coach Olson moves the dash one amendment to House Bill 3112. Any discussion? Any objection? So ordered. Coach Olson.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 3112 as amended to the House floor with a due pass recommendation.
Coach Olson moves House Bill 3112 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion? Amy, please call the roll.
Representative Garrett.
Aye.
Representative
Colby. Aye.
Representative Winger?
Aye.
Representative Barnhart?
Aye.
Representative Berger?
Aye.
Representative Friedman?
Yes.
Co-Chair Hunt? Sorry, Co-Chair Olson?
Aye.
Thank you, Chair Hunt.
Aye.
Motion carries, and Representative Cowan, would you be willing to carry the bill on the floor?
Oh, I'd be happy to.
Great, thank you. So if anyone is here for 3657, we're going to carry that over until tomorrow. So you need not stay if you're here for 3657. But let's Let's see, Representative Hoyle is not here. Actually,
numbers for this one.
Is carrying over which one? 3657.
Okay. So let's go to 3667. Open a public hearing on 3667. Mr. Sembridge. And if we could get the sign-in sheet on that, Amy, that'd be great. Thanks.
Mr. Chairman, this is House Bill 3667. It directs the Oregon Health Authority to establish levels of licensure for emergency medical service providers, and it modifies emergency medical services provider terminology.
Okay, let's invite forward. Thanks. Let's invite forward Mark, Sean, and is it Ritu? If I pronounce your name correctly.
Good enough for government.
Oh,
yeah.
You got to be nice because Mark is my constituent, so you got to be respectful of government. Welcome to the Rules Committee.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Please introduce yourself and proceed.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, my name is Sean Baird. I'm the president of the Oregon State Ambulance Association, which represents public and private and hospital-based providers of ambulance service across Oregon. We're here in support of House Bill 3667, which essentially amounts to a technical fix that allows the health authority to adopt the current terminology for how you label the different levels of EMT. And Mark Burnham is with me, operations manager from AMR, and he can explain a little bit of why that's...
Thank you, Mr. Chair and the committee. I'm Mark Burnham from American Medical Response. We're the largest private ambulance company in the Portland area, and we are here in support of House Bill 3667. Ooh, I think I added an extra six in there. One thing you will notice that this bill is long, but it does have one simple purpose, and that is to make sure that the state terminology matches the federal terminology that they're going to adopt. And then also, it will also coincide with the National EMT Registry, which all of us who are EMTs are registered, we can be registered through. So that being said, the terminology in the bill is very long because the terminology appears so much throughout the Oregon law. The federal government recently changed the terminology, and it's something we've been using for years, and the point of standards haven't changed, but what's happened is they've just changed the name of the certification levels. And so to stay in accordance with the federal government, that's what we're looking to do here. If Oregon doesn't change the terminology, we'll not be able to use our national EMT exams that we currently use to certify people as Oregon EMTs, and other people will not have reciprocity into our state. So that's what we're really looking for, is to make sure that we're in alignment with the federal government and the national registry. It's not going to lower any standards in medical services, but it will help prevent shortages in EMTs to come into Oregon, help the reciprocity system. And that's all I have for you.
Chair Hunt and members of the committee, for the record, I'm Dr. Ritu Sani. I am the medical director of the EMS and trauma program in the Oregon Health Authority, and I'm here just to testify briefly in support of 3667. It's our office that is responsible for the certification, now licensure, of these personnel, and so we're the ones charged with making these changes once this bill passes. Mr. Burnham was correct. The national standards and titles of EMS providers are in the process of changing. That change creates an issue for us in that our statute becomes confusing and actually refers generally about something that they refer to specifically, and so we would have been unable to perform reciprocity or initial licensure if we didn't change the statute. So this bill would allow us to continue with the process that we currently do now, which is require every new EMT or paramedic to have national certification.
Questions for our witnesses?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, I have a question.
Mr. Olson.
I guess, Mark, I'll ask you. So this is just a fix that nationally to catch up with everybody else that's doing this changeover?
And it takes effect in January. We want to be up to standards with everyone else. And basically what it changes is right now we have the terminology is EMT basic, which will just be called an EMT. Mm-hmm. There's an EMT intermediate, and which in Oregon there'll be a little bit difference there, but then EMT paramedic, will the term EMT will just be dropped off. It'll just be a paramedic. And so the levels stay the same, just the wording's changed to reflect the certification levels nationwide. Everyone will be using the same names.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions? Thank you all very much, gentlemen. Appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
Would anyone else like to testify on House Bill 3667? Seeing none, I will close the public hearing on 3667 and open a work session.
Yeah, you know, honestly, I'd like to hold off on the work session.
Okay. We will come back to this issue soon. We're going to be, as you're watching our meeting schedule, you'll notice that there are going to be more and more frequent meetings of the Rules Committee, including tomorrow. So stay tuned. Appreciate you being here. We will come back to this issue. I'll close the work session on House Bill 3667.
We're allowed to open it, so.
I'm not seeing Representative Hoyle here at the moment, so let's. Do we know when you're calling our office right now? Perfect. Let's see. We are waiting for folks on all three. John is not here. No, yeah, that's true. Let's go ahead and jump down to. You're good going on work session, all three of the bottom ones, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go ahead and open up a public hearing and work session on HCR 39.
Mr. Chairman, this is HCR 39. It memorializes former Speaker of the Oregon House of Representatives and former U.S. Congressman Robert Duncan.
You may recall, colleagues, he was actually with us last session because when we recognized former speakers, he had been speaker exactly 50 years before. And you might also recall that when we had them all up on the rostrum, welcomed them all, greeted them all, commended them all, and then excused them all, he actually reached up and grabbed the mic and kind of moved in and said a few words to us. So we're going to try and find a way to recreate that on the floor as we carry this. Any discussion about this item? Well, let's go ahead and move it, first of all.
Okay. Coach Olson. We're in work session two then?
We are.
One more speaker, doctor.
Okay, Mr. Chair, I move HCR 39 to the House floor with the do adopt.
Commissioner Olson moves HCR 39 to the floor with the do adopt recommendation. Is there discussion? Amy, please call the roll.
Representative Holby?
Aye.
Representative Winger?
Aye.
Representative Barnhart?
Aye.
Representative Berger?
Aye.
Representative Fagan?
Yes.
Representative Garrett?
Aye.
Co-Chair Olson?
Aye.
Co-Chair
Hunt? Aye. Motion carries, and I will plan to carry this one on the floor. And if Ramona is kind to us, we will have some audio-visual accompaniment. So let's move to close the public hearing and work session on HCR 39. And let's go ahead, because we've got some of the folks who were here. Is Representative Boyle on her way, we think?
I was on the phone with Representative Bradley for Representative Matthews. Okay. On his way down for HCR 37.
So let's go ahead and open a work session on House Bill 3649. And we've got some...
Mr. Chairman, this is House Bill 3649. You heard this on the 16th of May. It requires health benefit insurers that cover prescription eye drops to also cover refills of those prescriptions if the refill is requested within 30 days of the date the original or refill was dispensed. If the prescription includes a specific number of refills and if the refill requested does not exceed the number of refills prescribed. and it declares an emergency taking effect October 1st, 2011. You have the Dash 1 amendment, which limits provisions to eye drops for the treatment of glaucoma, and also limits refills to 2 within any 30-day period. You also have a Dash 2 amendment, which I can describe if you'd like.
That'd be great. Let's go ahead and describe that.
That requires that the refill be requested more than 21 days after the date of the original prescription or last refill, but would apply to all prescription eye drops.
Okay, we are in work session, but is there any further explanation from folks? We had significant testimony on this, obviously, from the ophthalmologist, the optometric physicians, and one of the insurers. Any other information that would be valuable for the committee from any of you? Okay.
Maybe not. Okay, well, Mr. Chair, I'd like to move the Dash 1 amendments into House Bill 3649.
Commissioner Olson moves the Dash 1 amendments to House Bill 3649. Again, that's the Dash 1 amendments. We have two of them in front of us, the Dash 1 amendments. Is there discussion?
Here's Representative Hoyle.
Representative Hoyle, you want to come up and speak to us on this? We have the Dash 1 amendment to 3649 in front of us, so your timing is exquisite.
I always enjoy coming up to speak to our House Rules
Committee.
I know
you do.
Thank you for that opportunity. Val Hoyle, represent West Eugene and Junction City. The Dash 1 amendments were brought forward by John Powell, and we had done a Dash 2 amendment, not knowing these were coming forward. I'm very comfortable with the Dash 1 amendments. I think... They're very good. I'm happy with them. He's happy with them. And if you would just pass this bill, then everybody will be happy.
And that is the goal of the House Bills Committee, is to make people happy. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Representative Berger.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just for the record, there seems to be a lot of happiness around the Dash 1 amendments. and we haven't heard from any proponents of the Dash 2 amendments, so the Dash 1 amendments stand alone, and we don't need the Dash 2 amendments?
Right.
If we do the Dash 2 amendments, there will be less happy people?
Well, I think so. The way that it happened was I heard that some people might have concerns, so I worked with Bill Cross to draft some amendments to, again, make some people who are a little unhappy happier. They, while I was doing that, drafted their own amendments. Since this is more to their liking and is perfectly fine with me, I say,
happy.
Let them have them. Let them eat cake.
And that would be the Dash 1.
Correct.
Yes, the Dash 1.
Okay, thank you.
It's got the smiley face on it.
Yes.
any other
That's
questions
how it works.
For Representative Hoyle? Okay, thanks for coming down.
Thank you so much, and sorry for the confusion.
No, you're fine. Any other discussion on the Dash 1 amendments? Any objection to incorporating the Dash 1 amendments? Seeing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 3649 as amended to the House floor with the due pass recommendation.
Mr. Chair also moves House Bill 3649 as amended to the floor with the due pass recommendation. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Amy, please call the roll.
Representative Barnhart?
Aye.
Representative Berger?
Aye.
Representative Freeman?
Yes.
Representative Garrett?
Aye.
Representative Holby?
Aye.
Representative Wingard?
Aye.
Commissioner Olson?
Aye.
Hi.
Motion carries, and Representative Hoyle will carry the bill. Thank you very much. Close the work session on House Bill 3649.
Mr. Chair, I just want to really take a moment here and say thank you very much to our administrator for his ability to craft, pictures?
And an SMS.
Yes.
I didn't get that SMS.
Right.
Mine didn't have one on it.
On the preliminary SMS, there is a picture of a person attempting to put eye drops in their eyes. It's a line drawing. Rather than try to explain how it is done, I put a diagram in there.
Did I get it?
It's on the S drive.
It's on the S drive right here.
Thank you.
Wow. Art.
But it looks like the eye drop hit the thumbnail.
Okay, moving on. Let's...
Until we have some free time and rules.
So we're waiting on...
Waiting on Matthews for that one.
Oh, great. So let's open a public hearing on House Concurrent Resolution 37. Invite Derek Bradley forward, Mr. Stembridge.
Mr. Chairman, this is HCR 37. It expresses appreciation to the United States Armed Forces and others for bringing Osama bin Laden to justice.
Derek, welcome back to the Rules Committee.
Thank you, Chair Hunt, Chair Olson, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Derek Bradley. I am the legislative assistant for State Representative Greg Matthews, who represents, as always, the wonderful people of House District 50. Representative Matthews would like to apologize for not being able to make it. He had a previous engagement in district that he's headed towards, and he asked me to come down and just discuss why he was so passionate about getting this drafted so quickly. At the end of the day, Representative Matthews is a veteran. He's a man who's lived in this country his whole life, lived in a single community his whole life, and who has dedicated his life to service. And he knows how important it is and how tough it is sometimes to have justice rendered. And he wanted to really express appreciation from the Oregon, as an entire Oregon State Legislature, about how the deep felt thanks we feel as an institution for all parties involved in bringing a mass murderer, maniacal madman to justice finally after nearly 10 years, well, longer than that, really, after decades of, sowing death and misery across the world. And so here is HCR 37, a bill I think we can all agree is a welcome, that we're all happy to be able to support.
Thank you. Any questions for Derek? I think most or all of us are co-sponsors on this resolution already. So we have become familiar with it. Yeah, please come forward. Derek, why don't you just stay there?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, I'm sorry I did not sign up. I was thinking hard about whether I was going to testify or not, but I feel compelled to do so. My name is Craig Honeyman. Most of you know me in another capacity, but I'm here before you today as a citizen of the state of Oregon and a citizen of the United States of America and a father of a United States Navy SEAL, who I hasten to point out serves with another team, not the team it's being among those honored today. And I just didn't have any prepared remarks. I just want to thank your boss, Representative Matthews, and you, members of the committee, for taking this measure to heart and honoring a lot of people who work under the radar and in anonymity. And my son would kill me if he understood that I was doing this today. But they are the best of the best, and I thank you for your consideration of this measure.
Thank you, Craig. Any questions for either of these witnesses? Thank you both.
Terry, son, thank you.
Thanks, Craig. Thanks, Eric. Would anyone else like to testify on HCR 37? Seeing none, I would close the public hearing on HCR 37 and open a work session on HCR 37.
Mr. Chair,
Coach Olson.
I move HCR 37 to the House floor with the do adopt recommendation.
Coach Olson moves HCR 37 to the floor with the do adopt recommendation. Discussion? Amy, please call the roll.
Representative Berger?
Aye.
Representative Phoenix?
Aye.
Representative Garrett?
Aye.
Representative Holby?
Aye.
Representative Winger?
Aye.
Representative Barnhart?
Aye.
Co-Chair Olson?
Aye.
Co-Chair Hunt?
Aye.
Motion carries, and we'll ask Representative Matthews to carry this on the floor. Close the work session on HCR 37, and colleagues, we just have one additional resolution, HCR 40. We're waiting for a member to come down, so we will just stand at ease for a few minutes until he arrives. We'll stand at ease.
Raccoon.
40s, yep. Okay, we'll call back to order the House Rules Committee, and we will open a public hearing on HCR 40.
Mr. Chairman, HCR 40 memorializes former Coos County Commissioner Nikki Witte.
And we would invite forward both John Brenneman and Bill Markham. Please join us. Yes. Oh, and Mike MacArthur. Mike, why did you sign two-thirds of the way down the page? I've never seen that before. You're trying to trick me up?
Well, she was a cutie in the morning. In the afternoon, she's
that's
a nice
for that. Welcome, gentlemen. Bill, please proceed. We're going to pull a mic over to you, and welcome to the Rules Committee.
Am I up?
You're up.
Let me say it's I'm particularly honored to be here today. Actually, I didn't come up for this memorial, but I've known that used to be young lady for many, many years, and for the last, before they moved back to Coos Bay, why she was a secretary to her husband, Jim, for I don't know how many years, and we were very well acquainted, and I'm delighted to see you have this. I haven't been in the Capitol to testify since about the first session after I left the legislature. I came back and worked for a few days off and on to get through a health bill that people saw fortunately to pass. I don't know how good it is, but it would tend to lessen lawsuits by lawyers that go after doctors so they won't have to have insurance if they're retired and still want to give you a hand or two occasionally. But anyway, and the other thing I would say, other than being delighted to be here and really wanting to say something nice about Nikki, is it's the first time I've ever been here without a tie on, and when I was in the legislature for so many years, I've forgotten how many, so please excuse it.
Welcome. John, welcome.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, I'm John Brenneman. In 83... I started a campaign to run for Senate District 2 out of Newport.
My good friend Clyde Hamstreet, who sold Bill a unit at Embarcadero, was building Embarcadero, and his right-hand person was Nikki Holland then, and I became acquainted with her in her Republican days. And after about 6 months of spinning my wheels and not getting any place, Clyde told me one day that I needed a campaign manager. And I said, I don't know if you listen to the financial reports at the committee meeting, but we don't have any money. And he said, I think I can get Nikki to do that for nothing. And by golly, she did. And she worked full time. I memorialized her with others in Coquille a couple of weeks ago, and I'm able to keep my composure a little better than what I did down there. But she was such a big part of my life at that stage. She ran my life. She ran my campaign for a year. She had me on track to go all over the district and appear at different functions. As I told the folks down in Coquille, if there was a canoe race for candidates in Tolma County, I had a paddle in my hand. And if there were crab races in Garibaldi, and there were, she was picking a crab for me to race there. And she just had me going nonstop. I went with my brother in 84 to the Olympics. Summer Olympics were in L.A., and she limited me to just 1 week in June, and then I was back hitting the campaign. And she was just there all the time. And I won, and due primarily to her efforts. And then I'm not sure I ever offered her a job, but what she told me was she was going to run my office in Salem. And she quit my friend Clyde and moved to Salem and was my L.A. in 85, and then took a job in a title company in the interim because there was no interim pay for help. Came back and worked for me in 87. For 5 years, she was my best friend and cohort in the Senate seat, and I'm going to miss her.
Thanks, John. Mr. Speaker, you're up.
Okay.
Welcome.
Thank you, and for the record, Arne Roblin, House District 9 representative. It's really an honor for me to be here in front of this group. One, I love the Rules Committee. It was a place that I enjoyed spending a lot of my time.
Oh, very good, Noah.
And we have had some tragedies in our county, and one of the biggest was the loss recently of Nikki Whitty. And we talked about it, a number of us. I attended the funeral and got to hear a lot of people speak some wonderful things. And it's always interesting. I've always felt really bad that sometimes the time you really get to know somebody is after they've gone, and you don't realize all the different parts of their lives. Nikki was one where I understood a lot of it, but Noah brought in a bunch of stuff I didn't know about before, and you'll get to hear from Noah, who's her son, here shortly. But the thing that I wanted to make sure that people really understood is, and Mr. Brenneman just talked a little bit about it, is how hard she works. She was a worker, and she was the kind of person that when she was determined something was going to happen, you might as well get out of the way or get on board because it was going to happen. And when she married Jim Whitty and moved to the South Coast, she started out working with our economic development corporations in our town and started helping get things going there, and eventually in 98 ran for county commissioner. And she was one of those people who had total bipartisan support. Everybody in the county loved Nikki because they knew that when they asked her a question, she was going to get back to them. If they needed her help, she was going to help them. She's one of those people who give a good name to government. And I say that really strongly because one of the best speeches at her funeral came from a person, John Griffith, who was also county commissioner with her, who said, we disagreed on some things, but I will tell you the one thing you didn't disagree with Nikki on was who was going to be at the office first, who was going to do the work. And she had a belief that government was there to do good things for people. And whether you think government should be smaller or bigger, if there were a lot of Nickies, everybody would think it should be bigger. Because she came to work every day making sure that if she was going to leave happy at the end of the day, it was because she did something to improve one of the constituents' lives. She took care of a problem that needed to be taken care of, and she did it with grace. You know, one of the things I really feel bad about, because you always think you're going to have people around forever, was that Nikki, when I first got elected, she came and talked, and this was the seat pretty much that Jim Woody had had, and so we have had this ongoing conversations. But Nikki said, I'm going to have to teach you pitch. You got to learn how to play pitch. And I have never, she never, we never took the time to do it, which is really frustrating, because she said, when I was in the Capitol, that was the thing to do. And she was one of those people who organized people, who got things, got people together, and got things done, because her job was, wherever she was to make sure that the job got done. And she never forgot that when she became the elected. That attitude that she had as the assistant, as the campaign chairman, as all the other jobs she did before, she brought that same attitude when she became the commissioner, that my job here is to serve this constituency that I have. So I am honored to have the opportunity to put this resolution forward, and look forward to having it come across the floor. She was a great person, and it's really great that her son could be here too. So with that, I thank you for the opportunity to speak to you today.
Great. Thank you. Glad you could be here. Thank you. Do you want to make some remarks as well? Welcome to the Rules Committee. If you could introduce yourself for the record.
It's a pleasure to be here. I'm Noah Hall, Nikki Whitty's son. Came straight from my elementary school teaching job. So I apologize. I don't have a tie on today. I don't have anything prepared, but I would like to say, along with my mom being a very hard worker, she was also extremely bipartisan, and she would work with whoever she needed to work with to come to agreements and issues, and she was very good at that. Something I didn't really know growing up, but learning more about what she did at her memorial service, people came to me and just said, you know, she was an amazing woman. She did this, this, this. I went on YouTube and I saw videos of her doing a number of things. I'm like, wow, she's a superwoman. And I didn't even know that. She was just a great mom. So it's neat that she could be such an amazing representative in the political arena, as well as an excellent mother and grandmother.
That's great. Well, thanks. And thanks to you for continuing the public service in the way you're doing it. Big challenge. As the daughter, as the father of an elementary school daughter, I appreciate you deeply. Any questions for any of these witnesses?
Mr. Sherman, I might add a very interesting, laughable time I had with Nikki when they had their office up on the third or fourth floor, I should say, at that west end next to mine. They both showed up one morning about 8 o'clock, and Jim was really embarrassed, and she wasn't going to let him forget it. They jumped in their car after breakfast in their apartment, and he threw it in reverse and forgot to open the garage door. And your mother had a great time telling everybody in the legislature about that. And I think it's a nice thing to remember. And now that I sit here and look at these names, I do know at least half of your committee, and I know our representative from Roseburg rather personally, and Representative Hunt I haven't known too well, but I've known through the how many years, and certainly Jim here has been a friend of mine for many years, so thank you very much for the opportunity to stop in.
We appreciate it. Representative Freeman.
Thank you, Chair Hunt, and wanted to thank everybody for their testimony, and want to especially thank Representative Markham for being here today. And as he gets up to leave, I want you to look at the giant shoes I have to fill from the work that he's done in this building.
Listen to the BS.
Trained by the best.
Thank you all. Thanks for bringing this forward. Appreciate you being here. Mike, thank you for deferring. Invite forward Mike. Anyone else like to testify? Yes, please. Anyone else like to testify? Come on forward now.
I was going to offer my time because I've gotten a lot of complaints about it today.
Didn't think so. Welcome to the Rules Committee.
Thank you, Chair Hunt, Chair Olson, members of the committee. Mike MacArthur here in support of HCR 40. You know, in thinking about this memorial and helping Roeblin's office prepare this, I began to think about what these mean. And certainly they're a nice gesture to the family and the friends and folks when we do this kind of memorial. Certainly they make those of us who were close to the person feel better. But, you know, I really think what this is about is us as a people, as a state, identifying those people that were exemplary in their lives and their work and singling them out and saying this is a model that we should look at for others who want to do public service. And certainly Nikki was that. Permission to use a visual aid, Mr. Chair.
Granted.
I did attend the memorial service for Nikki, and I got to tell one story that Jim Whitty got up and told when he was here in the legislature and Nikki was working with him. They were going out together, and Jim said that they were walking down the street one day, and he stopped, and he looked over at Nikki and said, "Will you marry me?" And Nikki said, "You've got to be crazy." And then she looked down at the ground a little bit and looked up and said, "Okay." But that was Nikki. So we're here in support of this resolution and urge you to move it on. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Welcome.
Thank you, co-chairs, members of the committee. Greg Wolf, Governor Kitzhaber's intergovernmental director. Want to speak also in favor of the resolution. Nikki Whitty was a friend of mine and a friend of the governor's, and I just want to read one paragraph from a letter that he sent the family. I have known many great community leaders in my time as governor, but Nikki stands out. Her genuine devotion to the community was something that no one who worked with or knew her could doubt for a moment. Her optimism, focus on what was possible, and her leadership in making it happen was a wonderful gift she gave us all. Thank you.
Thank you. Welcome. I'll pull that mic over.
Thank you. Hello. I'm Kathy Jaworski, and I'm the former executive director of Rural Development Initiatives, where Nikki was the chair of the board, and I live in Eugene. And I received a call yesterday from some of my past board members who are also friends with Nikki, and I would cancel anything and I need to do to be here today and speak on her behalf and speak in support of the resolution. Nikki was, if you know Rural Development Initiatives at all, Nikki was really foundational to all of the things that RDI does throughout rural Oregon. She participated as an early person in the Rural Futures Forum, which was RDI's first leadership training. She participated in strategic planning from the South Coast, and she was a leader from the very beginning. And anything that RDI does well, I think Nikki was a part of, and anything that RDI tried and it wasn't as successful, Nikki helped us learn because we were always trying to do the right thing for communities. She was the current chair of the board since 2005, and there were four things I really observed and learned from her. The first is she was so collaborative. I had no idea what political party she was a part of. Never knew. Couldn't tell because she worked with everyone, and she was recognized for that. She often had to go from an RDI board meeting to chair some statewide board of some sort because she was always being asked to play a leadership role because she was so collaborative. She really believed that anybody could be a leader. She participated personally while a county commissioner and while leading the land use Big Look Task Force in a leadership training in Coos County side by side with new leaders because she really did believe that people, she could learn from other people and that she could always learn herself and really exemplified that model of never knowing it all and always being willing to learn. She was a great support to me personally and to our organization. She was just so optimistic, so full of energy, and if she felt you were doing the best you could, so loyal. And I always really appreciated that. And finally, I have to say I cannot believe the energy she brought to her role as a community member. 7 days a week, 365 days a year. I asked her about this. Do you really like going to all these things on Saturday and Sunday and every night and every day? And she says, yes, I do. And it was just amazing. She was just the perfect person to be in the role that she was, and I was privileged to know her. There were hundreds of people from all over at her memorial service a couple of weeks ago, and I am so pleased to see that her name will be honored in this way, or hopefully, by your actions starting this fall. So thank you for considering this, and I'm greatly in support of it.
Great. Any questions for these three? We appreciate you being here. Thanks.
Thanks. And I have something, the tribute that I wrote that I'll leave for you.
Great. Thank you. Doris, do you want to testify, or you're, you get the last word. Welcome.
Thank you, Co-Chair Hunt, members of the committee. I'm thrilled to be here today in support of the resolution for Nikki Whitty. Nikki Whitty and I have known each other for many years in all of the economic development pursuits that have happened in the Capitol and in rural Oregon, et cetera. And I'm just thrilled that it was possible to introduce a resolution. And before I go any further, my name is Doris Penwell. You'd think I'd never done this before. I'm Doris Penwell. I am a citizen of Oregon, and I represent AOC and community renewables, et cetera. But in this role, I am a citizen and a raving supporter of Nikki Whitty, and I'm so sorry that we will no longer have her helping us move to another level of economic development activity in Oregon. Thank you.
Thank you. Seeing no questions, thanks, Doris.
Thank you.
So we will close the public hearing on HCR 40 and open a work session on HCR 40.
Mr. Co-Chair.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, I move HCR 40 to the House floor with the do adopt recommendation.
Co-Chair Olson moves HCR 40 to the floor with the do adopt recommendation. Any further discussion? Amy, please call the roll.
Representative Freeman?
Aye.
Representative Garrett?
Aye.
Representative Colby?
Aye.
Representative Winter?
Aye.
Representative Barnhart?
Aye.
Representative Berger?
Aye.
Representative Olson?
Aye.
Chair
Hunt? Aye. Motion carries. And Representative Roblin will carry. Thank you. Close the work session on HCR 40. And I believe that we are adjourned.